This is a day more than 7 decades in coming for a soldier from the Central Coast. George Murray signed up for the Marines during World War II. The 20-year-old from Oceania was killed during the brutal fight with Japanese forces for the tiny Pacific island of Tarawa. The Marines knew he had died, but couldn't identify his body.
We never really figured it, after 74 years, they would ever find him.
George Winslet is Murray's nephew.
He was killed a year before I was born. I was named after him. My mother was his sister, named me after him.
Murray died in 1943. His heartbroken mother and two sisters hoped his remains would be found, but they never lived to see it happen.
I've been missing for 74 years, and my grandmother and my aunt and mother was always waiting for his returns to come back, to find him. And it never was.
World War II took a huge toll on the tiny Central Coast town, with 8 young men from Oceano killed in action. The community created a memorial for the 8, including Murray.
The Women's Club of Oceano, they built their clubhouse and a memorial to honor these men that didn't make it home. As the years went by, the Women's Club got smaller and smaller, and they sold the building. We moved the memorial up to the Oceano Depot. We brought out all the pictures of the World War II men and put them on the wall in the ticket office in the depot, and that's called our World War II memorial room. George Murray's picture is on our wall.
Linda Austin is from a longtime Oceano family that's been involved with a number of community projects. Austin, with the Railroad Depot Museum, met Murray's family and started researching his story.
We started studying about Tarawa and what happened there, and then it just happened to be in 2010 we heard about the Department of Defense accounting agency, POW/MIA, that their only mission is to search and locate missing servicemen from all branches, from all conflicts.
Key to the effort was getting George Winslet's DNA into the military agency's database. Austin says on June 6th, they received word that DNA from some remains found on Tarawa were a match.
It was George Winslet's DNA that made the absolute 100% confirmation.
Now, Austin says the community is preparing to give the Marine the hero's welcome he deserves.
We're preparing the community for the homecoming. We have people putting flags on all the light posts in downtown Oceano, and then the Oceano Depot is being all decorated with flags, and we have banners, welcome home banners for our Marine.
Murray's family, Linda Austin, and others involved in the effort are headed to Los Angeles today to bring the Marine on the final leg of his trip home.
He'll be coming into LAX about 7 o'clock. Then there'll be a police escort with the Patriot Guard riders going to escort the hearse with the family and, the Marines all the way back up here to Aurora Grande to the funeral home. And then on Friday, the day of the funeral, there'll be a procession down Grand Avenue, down Highway 1, through the community of Oceano, and out to the Aurora Grande Cemetery for the funeral service.
Murray's family is overwhelmed with gratitude for everyone who helped make the Marines' return possible.
If it wouldn't have been for Linda Austin and the POW/MIA, the services that does that work for the government, we never would have found it.
That's Murray's nephew, George Winslet, who says the family can rest better knowing that the mother and her long-lost son will soon be reunited forever.
We're getting him home, getting back to his mother. There's some sadness in it, but it's also joyful. No one's coming home.
Lance Orozco, KCLU News.